Looking for a new job or recruiting new talent? Kickstart your search on recruitireland.com, where people make better connections. Job seekers, find your perfect match with in-depth company profiles and handy career advice. Recruiters, advertise your jobs and showcase your company across Ireland's trusted media network. Recruitireland.com. Jump on to take off.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God, Ross, total head back.
So Ronan spins out to the gaff on like Tuesday morning. He's like, "Sturdy, Rosser!" Except he ends up having to shout it. You know, Tony Losher next door is power washing the wooden patio again, and it sounds like a Boeing 747 taking off. I'm like sitting in the garden trying to watch the second Lions test on the laptop and scribbling a few notes in my famous tactics book, except I can barely hear myself think. "What are you watching?" Ro goes, "The rugby." I'm like, "Trying to, except that noise is doing my, literally, head in." "Jesus, how big's his power washer, Rosser?" All I know is the patio is the size of our fucking house. Seriously, Ro, life in Killiney is just one big deck measuring contest. "Jesus. That's been going on for like 2 hours now. It'll probably go on for another two or three as well. I wouldn't mind, but the dude is supposed to be like working from home."
"He's what?"
You know, Gwen, the wife, moves the cursor on his laptop every 5 minutes so the thing doesn't go into sleep mode. I've half a mind to ring AIB and tell them what their staff get up to when they're supposedly working remotely.
"You can't do that, Rosser. That's touting."
"Dude, he built a treehouse for the grandkids last week, hammering and sawing from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon from Monday to fucking Friday. The week before that, he spent 3 days in the garden with the hedge trimmer. And if you think the power washer is loud, you'd want to hear that thing." Honor steps out of the gaff then, not a happy bunny at being woken at this hour in the morning. She's like,
"What the actual fuck?"
Again, having to shout to be heard.
"Oh, hi, Ronan. How are you, other?"
Ronan goes, "Head wrecking, isn't it?"
Honor's there, "I wouldn't mind, but he's supposedly working from home. I've a good mind to ring AIB."
"You don't want to be a rat, but Honor.
I'm on my holidays, Ro, and I'm up at, what time is it, Dad?"
"Nearly midday," I go.
She's like, "It's a fucking disgrace."
Ro goes, "The boat is way here," and he heads out to his car.
Honor's there, "Is he going to threaten him?"
And I'm like, "Hopefully, yeah. I've got a lot of big calls to make here in terms of the selection for the third test." Except he doesn't threaten him. He arrives back 2 minutes later carrying a drone.
"I was going to fly her off Cloyne Hill this afternoon," he goes. "Well, send her up. Have a look what the sham is up to. See, is he nearly finished?"
So Ronan whips out his phone and launches the drone. And pretty soon we're all sitting there watching an aerial shot of the Losher garden.
"Jesus," Ronan goes. "The size of his bleeding swimming pool. Does he ever invite us over?"
"I'm there not since Honor crashed a party there last year and puked half a bottle of peach schnapps into the thing, no."
"Some bleeding size of a deck, all right," he goes. "Shouldn't that'll take him all day?"
We watch Tony Losher suddenly look up at the camera.
"Ah, buttocks," Ronan goes. "I'm not being rumbled." Honor's like, "It's fine. The Killiney and Dalkey Concerned Residents Association do regular drone flyovers to make sure no one's hired a bouncy castle."
But Tony suddenly smiles, lifts the hose and aims a jet of water at the drone, sending it back over the fence. It falls to the ground in front of us with a dull splat.
"The dirty looking dartboard," Ronan goes.
"Other, get me the number for AIB.
I mean, I thought we said we didn't tout."
"Doesn't matter what I said," he goes, googling the number. "The sham's out there bringing down me drone. I've the number for head office here. What department did you say he works in?"
Honor's there, "I think you should probably ring human resources."
Because she's very protective of her brother. Anyway, Ronan eventually gets through to someone and he spills the beans on Tony Losher and his power washer. And the treehouse and the wife moving the cursor on the laptop to make it look like he's actually doing shit. And while he's grassing the dude up, Honor is just like staring at him with her mouth open. When he hangs up, he goes, "And sorry, Honor, I stand by everything I said about touting. It's just that bringing down me drawing was a declaration of war." Honor's there. "I don't give a fuck if he gets sacked. You've just given me an, oh my God, amazing idea." I'm like, "An amazing idea? In terms of?"
"A way of making money," she goes. "Okay, the same when this, like, pandemic is over, most people will never go back to working full-time in the office again, right?"
I'm there, "Yeah, no, your old dear says she's going to spend 3 days of the week working from home." Again, that word, supposedly.
"That's my point," Honor goes. "How will these big companies know that their employees are actually working from home and not ripping the piss like Tony Losher and, let's be honest, Mom?"
"Yeah, no, she's in Dundrum right now, doing the big Marks and Spencer grocery shop on LinkedIn's dime."
"So how would you make money out of it?" Ronan goes. Honor's like, "The most valuable commodity in the world today is, like, information, right? So we buy information at a certain price and we sell it at a higher price."
"So you're talking about paying people to, like, rat each other out?" I go.
She's like, "I'm talking about big money as well. Like $1,000 for anyone who can prove that someone isn't working when they should be. Then we sell that information to their employer." "Better still," Ronan goes, "we get companies to subscribe to the service for an annual fee."
And all I can do while listening to this conversation over the racket of Tony Losher's power washer is smile and think to myself, I created these two amazing people. Ronan goes,
"If we're going to do a property honour, we need to talk to the genius of the family." "You're not talking about him," Honour goes, flicking her thumb at me.
Ronan laughs. "It's a good job I'm not sensitive."
"Of course I bleeding don't," he goes. "Now, we need to talk to Charlie."
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.